Media.us or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. One person has been killed after a bus hijacking in Atlanta, right in the middle of rush hour. ABC's Rhiannon Alley explains what happened.
Person shooting on the bus.
Passengers reporting a gunman on a county bus in Atlanta, holding hostages. Officers arrive, but then the suspect orders the bus driver at gunpoint to start driving.
A bus that is just barreling down the road.
A chase ensues across multiple counties. Police finally used a spike strip to bring the chase to an end, arresting 39-year-old Joseph Greer, a convicted felon with 19 prior arrests.
Jurors in Hunter Biden's gun case say they were not swayed by politics when the convicted president's son on three federal charges. The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today, expected to keep interest rates the same. This morning, we also find out the Consumer Price Index for the month of May. That is a gauge of inflation and something the Fed watches closely. This is ABC News. In Florida, a federal judge has blocked the state law that restricts gender-affirming care for minors. Camille Lewis is a transgender activist there.
Access to gender-affirming care to me means life.
Governor Ron DeSantis is promising to appeal. A new study highlighting what a lot of us already feel, the cost of owning a home is through the roof. All of it adds up, from insurance to TV bills. Home ownership costs are up 26% since the pandemic began. A champion eater this summer won't get to defend his belt.
Joey Chestnut!
For some Americans, a July 4th without Joey Chestnut may feel like a hot dog bun without a wiener. In a stunning turn of events on Tuesday, it was reported that the 16-time champ had been quote-unquote banned from the upcoming Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest after he had signed a sponsorship deal with vegan hot dog brand Impossible Foods.
ABC's Danny New, Chestnut, in a post on social media, says he was, quote, gutted to hear about the ban. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin tourism had a record-breaking year in 2023, bringing in $25 billion in profit. Travel Wisconsin Communications Director Craig Trost says this is the second year in a row Wisconsin tourism recorded record-breaking numbers.
Tourism's economic impact grew in all 72 Wisconsin counties in 2023, and that was led by 45.9 million overnight visits to Wisconsin. That was up about 500,000 from 2022.
Milwaukee County alone brought in $4 billion. Wisconsin tourism continues to be one of the largest drivers of Wisconsin's economy. The Wisconsin DNR announced it will be awarding almost $600,000 in urban forestry grants to cities, counties, and nonprofit organizations. The grants will fund projects that help cities manage their trees and improve urban forestry. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' six-game winning streak at home is over. They lost 3-0 to the Toronto Blue Jays. Before the game, third baseman and leadoff batter Joey Ortiz was scratched from the lineup, manager Pat Murphy after the game.
Ortiz has a slight hamstring strain, and we didn't want to take any chances. So we'll get evaluated tomorrow and go from there. hopefully it's not long-term in any way.
22-year-old Carlos Rodriguez making his Major League debut, the third rookie pitcher to do so this season for the Brewers, and talked about how Murphy surprised him with the news.
He was telling me, yeah, I think we're going to throw a bullpen on Saturday, and then after we're going to put you on the development list on Monday. And like he threw me off there, and then he's like, you're going to start against Toronto on Tuesday. Pretty cool. All the coaches were in there, so it was a good experience.
That's Brewers rookie pitcher Carlos Rodriguez with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine with highs in the low to mid 80s. Showers and storms tonight and a low of 68. It will be breezy. Breezy for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high around 83. Friday, sunny, 78. Saturday, partly sunny, 78. That's weather on WGBW. Currently, 53 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Wednesday morning, I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, for our weekly conversation. We'll talk about what Citizen Action is up to and a whole lot more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Beautiful morning out there. 59 in Oshkosh, 57 in Appleton, 54 in Green Bay.
Warm up today. We like 85.
Wow.
Yeah.
Farmer's Market tonight. Glam Band downtown tonight.
Well, that's right. Over at...
downtown Green Bay. Good place to be tonight.
School Street and Broadway.
There, yeah. Yeah.
Sardine Can.
Yes.
That's where we're headed. So...
You're going somewhere else, though.
I invited you. You're too busy. You've got all your... Vignettes, is that what you call them?
Vignettes. Yeah, you're going to the Brewers game. That's cool.
That's going
to
be fun.
Today. All right. Today is National Jerky Day. Whoever invented jerky, God bless you.
What about the jerky you looked at yesterday?
Unbelievable. The kangaroo jerky?
Yeah. So we're in a store yesterday.
In Oshkosh.
And tons of different kinds of jerky.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. The store is great.
More different types of brats and jerky and Slim Jims than I've ever seen before.
The market. And
Wagner's Market.
Wagner's Market.
Downtown Oshkosh.
And we'll talk more about Oshkosh a little bit later. But so we stopped at the store, and John kind of makes his presence known. And we were going through there, and there was all this beef jerky, and there was kangaroo jerky. And he said to the owner, because if those of you who listened, what was the name of the zoo?
The Young Family Zoo.
The Young Family Zoo. The lady came down here. With the baby kangaroo. And John took the jerky out and he goes, well, we had your mother on our show a couple weeks ago. I was like, what? Anyway, yeah, but that store was great. Yeah,
it's unbelievable. I've never seen so many different types of brats.
Yeah, I know.
They must have come like 30, Todd?
Yeah. Avocado brats and just eat. Yeah, it was. That's an awesome store. I mean, we need that here. And I think our public market, I'm hoping, is going to have something like that.
Yeah, Green Bay can put something together like that.
Right.
Man, kudos. Oh. It was extraordinary.
And everything's so fresh and unique and just the variety, right?
Beyond belief.
It was a pretty big store.
Never seen anything like it.
Yeah, all the beers, wines. That was fun. That was
You want to know one of the brats I'd love to try is, I always mispronounce the name, Andouille. The Andouille brats. Because I love Andouille sausage. That's what they have in like gumbo, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not like the brat.
It must be enhanced. What is andouille? It's a spicy sausage, right?
Oh,
it is a spicy sausage.
But you don't eat a whole big thing if you have like little pieces of it, right? For the flavor like gumbo.
I've had jalapeno brats.
Oh, have
that's,
you?
That's different though, right? I mean, that's
well, the yeah, andouille is the Louisiana thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you know what? We got to. You know,
I remember Brett Favre used to talk about that when they used to talk about what they. Because they used to make a big, like, actually, you know what? Because we've got the Brett Favre cookbook, which is great. I got to be honest with you. It came out like 25 years ago, but it was all of his mom and his wife and his grandma's recipes. And the gumbo and things like that, recipes in there, are fantastic.
Did you get the product roadkill?
What's that supposed to mean, Jim?
From Kiln, Mississippi. They don't have a Wagner's Market in Kiln, Mississippi.
You ever eat roadkill?
Huh?
You ever eat roadkill? No. Are you serious?
Serious.
Never eaten roadkill deer?
Never. Nope.
There's nothing wrong with it. If it's fresh, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, that's the key word.
But okay. I mean, seriously, a lot of times you come up on one and it's if it's dead. Yeah, I mean, you can take it. At least in the UP. I told you it's where my brother took one when he was driving school bus and he tied it onto the back of the bus and it came loose.
You didn't tell us.
Did I don't think you told that story,
No, you didn't.
I would remember that.
So would I.
So what happened?
Wow.
Once he retired from the mine, he's driving school bus. Okay, and he loved it. Loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he's driving and he sees where this deer just got killed. And he yelled to the cop, wherever he said, hey, I've just got a couple more kids to drop off. Could I grab that, the deer? She'd make sausage out of it, you know, make venison sausage. And the guy's like, hey, Polly, his name is Polly. Yeah, sure, you know, comes back, ties up the back of the bumper, driving back to school. The rope comes loose. He's dragging the dead deer over to the school bus. They got some complaints over that one.
I would say just a little, wow, that's funny.
Yeah.
But those brats, maybe we should just buy two of each and cook them here.
I'm game. Oh, yeah. Well, two of each, so it'd be like 80?
I mean, one for you, one for me. Yeah, you're right. We'd have to do it over a week.
We'd have to do
something.
It in sessions or something.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not telling you, folks, if you go to Oshkosh, go to downtown Oshkosh and go to this market, Wagner's Market, you're gonna be in shock at the food. And beautiful looking steaks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everything was so, not even if you go to Oshkosh, you should go to Oshkosh.
Anybody we spent all day yesterday.
But that's worth the drive.
We went to the Andy's and
Artie and Ed's.
Artie and Ed's.
Yep. Yes.
Had coconut ice cream, which I can't find anyplace else.
Yeah. I had a pizza burger. I've not had a pizza burger in a long, long time. That was awesome.
And it was like walking into Happy Days when you walk into that
roller
place.
Roller skates, friendly. Yeah.
Girls were phenomenal.
You know, and what I think is kind of cool about that place, too, is the staff was kind of seniors in high school, you know, even
yeah, well, they're all college kids.
Home for those guys a hard time,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
You guys, this is
well, you were funny. He was saying, "Hey, you know, this is about the best chick pickup place you could have."
He was saying that,
yeah. He said, "You know, between this and being a lifeguard, best pickup chick jobs you could have at your age."
I say that because she would order like a single scoop, and he goes, "I got a double for you." So he just give it and would charge her, and I said, "There's a lot of things you can do to get her attention." So
that'd be me.
Yeah, that was
yeah.
And Pat Tracy and his wife, Dawn, I mean, they were great yesterday.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah,
had a great time in Oshkosh.
Yeah, that
great time.
We'll talk about the theater later as well, but there's just a lot going on. And I just want to say, and I'm going to say this when we talk about it again, what a clean city. You noticed that right away. Oh, my God. There just was so clean because, you know, you and I did the trash pickup here in Green Bay. But I don't know if they did that before we got there. I doubt it. But it was just so clean. And the sidewalks are a little bit wider than ours. And I think
Okay.
But the roads are
Let me ask this, though. Did you notice one thing? Yep. Sidewalks are really wide and really clean, which is great. Streets are narrow. But you know one thing you notice? Nobody's speeding.
Yeah. Oh, narrow streets.
Nobody going
down
80 miles an hour the way they do right outside here, up and down the streets all day.
Yeah, no,
and down there, everybody was going, you know, speed limit.
Yes. Well, the narrow streets, I mean.
That's what I mean. You're not going to go 80 miles an hour on a narrow street like that.
It's great design, whoever did that. Their parks are nice. And
I can see why they shot that movie down there.
Oh, absolutely. Great history.
But, I mean, those buildings, you know, years ago, instead of knocking them down and putting up a piece of crap, they restored the cool old stuff.
Yeah.
So
they got it going on.
Very impressive. Very impressive being in Oshkosh yesterday.
Yes.
So today is Jerky Day. By the way, the jerk store called. They wanted you back. They're out of you.
I was just going to say one of my favorite parts yesterday was you guys playing the Muppets in the theater and heckling me from, you know.
What we did is we put Todd on stage at the Grand Theater, and he and I, the mayor and I, sat in the little, what would you call that?
What is that? It's some kind of box.
They got a term, don't they, in theaters?
It would be the box.
The box.
It's like where Lincoln was shot in.
Right,
the box. And like exactly the space where the two guys from the Muppets would be.
Statler and Waldorf.
And we heckled Todd the whole time. We did it on camera. So that'll be funny to see what comes out of that.
That was funny.
And
it was,
John was like, John looked like the puppet.
He did.
He was leaning into you laughing and everything.
That was funny.
Somehow you took on the persona of a piece of felt. Yeah, I don't know how that happened, but.
Told you I used to be an actor.
Yeah, you would win the prize. You won that one.
Told you.
Yeah, that was funny. That was great.
It's also Raggedy Ann and Andy Day. All right, and I think everybody's daughter had a Raggedy Ann at one time.
Yep.
Red Rosé Day or Red Rose Day?
Red Rose.
Red Rose Day, okay. Yep. Not to be confused with the old Bobby Vinton song, remember?
That was Blue Velvet. Blue Velvet.
Did you have one? No, roses are red.
Oh, roses are red.
Roses are red, hey, my love.
All right, I'm bringing, in honor of Red Rose, I'm bringing something that's in my car that I have to drop off at Goodwill.
Oh. Something in your car you have to drop off at Goodwill, but you're going to bring it in here first?
Yeah.
You're going to give it to me?
Oh, if you want it, you can have it. But okay.
Interesting.
Yes.
I don't know this next one. Falafel.
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 So that is kind of a Greek food. Have you ever had falafel, Jim?
Falafel, is that the cheese?
I don't think I've ever had a Greek salad as far as Greek as I've ever gotten.
Yeah.
Falafel is usually a meat that you have breading on and kind of deep fry it kind of thing. Oh, it's really good.
Say that again.
Falafel?
Yeah, but how do
you... I think it's some sort of like maybe a lamb or chicken mixture, and then they bread it, and then it's fried, and you cut up the falafel and put it in a sandwich.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, it is good.
A little bit like that Wiener Schnitzel, though, right? That's just pork.
Well, I don't think this is breaded, though, right?
You said it is.
Oh, it is?
Let me look it up.
That sounds really good.
But you make... The falafel is not something you buy. You make it.
You make it. So make it usually with chickpeas, herbs, and spices and stuff like that. It is fried, and then, yeah.
And that's a German food?
No, Greek. It's not German.
Oh, Greek.
Yeah. Apparently Egyptian origin, Middle Eastern cuisine, Levati. Well, I don't even know how to say that word, but it's really good.
It sounds really good. Anything deep fried is good, though. I know it's not good for you, but it tastes so good.
Yep.
It does. Thank you. Yeah, no matter what.
Yeah. It. Yeah.
I mean, one of the best tasting things. I mean, you can go to some place and you can get this, you know, $72 walleye, whitefish, Lake Superior, yada, yada, yada. Mm. Or you know what you can do? You can go catch a whole bunch of bluegills, all right?
Yeah.
And put them in a deep fryer with the peanut oil, and they taste like candy.
Yeah. Do you bread them?
Well, I don't have one of those deep fryers because I know that I would get third-degree burns over 50% of my body.
Okay. Yeah, that.
I mean, when you go to those, they got a picture of me. They're all wrapped up in bandages and cream and lotion all over my face. I know that would happen to me.
Yeah.
If I set myself on fire using a grinder and welding, how do you think I would do with a deep fryer?
Okay, that's all right. Let's be honest. You're being proactive. I like that.
Yes.
Because I would worry about you with a deep fryer, but it's
not even a question. There'd be.
We use that, but I like to bread it with what's paprika? What's that?
That's paprika.
Paprika. That's a hotter sauce that you mix that in with like the cornmeal and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And then it just has more spice to it.
But do you have a deep fryer?
Well, of course.
You've got a deep fryer?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
You love fish.
I'd love that. We'll have a little cookout at your house this summer. I'm
not going to use a deep fryer.
You're coming over? No.
Right. I'm not going to deep fry in the summer.
Why?
It's too hot. I'm not going to do that.
You can do it outside.
You got that great place outside?
Yeah.
That little extra parking place? That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
I could stay there overnight.
That deck? Yep.
All right. Anyway, we'll talk about it.
I don't think... What's wrong with me staying at your house one night? Just sleeping over?
A lot.
Jim, can I use the bathroom now?
Getting up every hour.
Don, you got extra towels?
All right.
Okay. I made a mess or
right. I'm going to go get you your red
rose. I think Milton did that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It wasn't me. It's Milton. All right, we guys had a break. A lot of stuff going on today. We got Gail, Nora, and Kim coming over to talk about Veterans First. We got Andy Bastin from Bastin Home Inspections. We've got a tremendous guest coming up, a Vietnam Gold Star brother. Stay with us. Mm.
Through high school, and when the big day came.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball?
to show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee-Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Then I went far away, and you found someone new.
I read your letter, dear. I'm not giving it to John, because that's right up there with the kiss cam.
It's a very nice red rose he brought me here.
I didn't bring it to you. I brought it into the studio.
I got to come get a picture of that.
See it there?
Some sort of weird globe kind of thing.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it's
almost like a snow globe thing with a big red rose in it. Did you buy that one time for Donna? And then she said, I've had enough of this.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably. It was $24.99.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, and she put it in a box and said, take this to Goodwill.
Very nice.
All right, I will do that, whatever.
Is that your gift to me today?
You want? No, I'm not going to
give you
that.
Oh, I thought you were giving me that for some reason.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Hey, happy birthday to Kenny Wayne Shepherd, country singer, and Jenny Lee Harrison. Do you know who Jenny Lee Harrison is?
I do not.
I'll tell you this story. I know the story in Jenny Lee Harrison.
I got a feeling I'm going to.
I met her one time. Okay. You want me to tell you the story?
Yes, because if I say no, then
all right, good.
So I don't want to argue with you.
Okay.
It's Red Roses.
She took over for Suzanne Summers in Three's Company. And people hated her.
Yeah.
They hated her. I don't know if they hated her because how dare she have the audacity to try to replace, you know, Suzanne Summers. And but I'll tell you what, two women in acting, and we could I'll go on Pete's show and talk about this if you'd ever want. Two women that so screwed up their careers.
Oh yeah.
Farrah Fawcett and Suzanne Summers. I know they kind of bounced back, but they were the biggest things going in TV. I mean, the biggest names in TV when they both had their show. Farrah Fawcett was maybe the biggest star in the history of TV for like a 2-year period. I mean, that was unbelievable. And Jenny Lee Harrison, poor thing, took over for Suzanne Summers. No disrespect to her. And I think it just destroyed her career. I don't think she ever did hardly anything after that.
Oh,
because the critics were so mean to her.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about both those people? Is that it took two people to replace them.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
Farrah Fawcett left. There were two people that they brought in to have be part of Charlie's Angels. One of them.
Yeah. Was she a Bond girl one time?
Yes.
Yeah. Was she the one married to Ringo?
Let's see here.
Why did she leave?
I think it was money, wasn't it?
I'm sure it was. She said it was because she was married to Lee Majors
right?
at the time.
I knew that.
And she's like, well, I have to be more of a wife and a cook for him. I think, bull.
So Cheryl Ladd came in for a while.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Shelley Hack was the other
one. Oh, that's
blonde,
right. Shelley Hack. Right? I forgot about that. I like Cheryl Ladd. She was great.
Yeah, she was. But it took two people, basically.
You're right.
And then the same
because
thing.
Because you know what? I think it's one of those things. The fans of the other person are so critical of that. Then after that's done, then it's like, oh, whatever.
Whatever.
She's not coming back.
Same thing with Suzanne Summers. She left. Jenny Lee Harris came, and then they had that character Terry, who came in after Jenny Lee.
Who was that? I don't remember.
I'll look it up.
But yeah, but both of them, height of their game. Well, actually, I'll tell you three of them. Shelley Long on Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Same type of thing. You know, contract-wise, they're not making up forever, and they all leave. And then they never reach that same level that they were at.
Priscilla Barnes was
Barnes, that's right. That's right.
Shelley Long was at the same thing with over contract money?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
People get greedy.
Yep, absolutely. No question about
it. Wow.
So don't let that happen to you.
No, I thought I didn't.
Could happen to you right here.
But exactly. We'd have to bring in somebody to replace you, Jim.
Exactly.
And then somebody after that.
Yeah.
So you got to bring somebody in, and then they'll hate the guy.
So the next one, they're going to just be the sacrificial one.
Right. And then
we'll bring in the real one.
He's gone. And
they do that a lot.
Okay.
Don't they?
Yeah.
Like even the Pope, I just got to say this. I'm not Catholic, but they brought in Benedict for a while, right? I feel like he was a palate cleanser.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Oh,
after
palate cleanser.
Pope John Paul, right? Everybody loves you, right?
I like that, a palate cleanser. I like that term.
Yes. He tightened things up, though. Renzinger, yeah, he was tough, right. Very tough. But you're right. He was different, and he wasn't very long. And he's the first guy that said, you know what, I'm not dead, but I'm stepping aside.
Did he? We had a Pope that stepped aside on his own?
This guy's talking about.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's just like, look, I'm going to go chill over here, and you run it. So then.
Okay. All right. Very good. Also, happy birthday to one of my all-time favorite sportscasters, Marv Albert.
Oh?
Love Marv Albert. Yeah. Yes! Yes! Yes!
Is he still? He's around.
He's another one. You know what? He really screwed up, though. He went on Letterman and, like, apologized for that woman, said that the sex they were having was a little too rough, and he bit her, and yada, yada, yada. And
wasn't he a little weirder than that?
Well, he'd wear her things.
Right, and then he would
order. But they were the same size, so it's like, everybody sure is close. Yeah.
And then he would order
room. He cast the first one, doesn't work, somebody else's clothes. No,
yeah.
But then he would order room service.
In his stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little.
Yeah.
But John's like, John, what do you mean that's okay? That's not
well,
okay.
No, I'm not. I didn't say it was okay. I'm just saying, give a guy a break. Yes!
So he's.
Garter belt! Yes!
That would be.
Yes.
So he's washed up.
I can't. Well, he went on. I just hate it when these guys go on these shows. Yes, I was wrong. Yes, David, I was wrong to do that. Well, just suck it up and move on.
Yeah.
That's my attitude. Blue Jays at the Brewers this afternoon. Mm-hmm. You're going to make it down to that game,
I am. 1 o'clock.
We're going to have that on WISS, 12:35.
Yes.
All right.
It's at 12:35?
Well, that's pregame.
Good. What they're carrying on ISS. That'll be fun. You'll have a good time doing that.
It's going to be great seats. So.
Okay, fantastic. As you mentioned, Greg, Gale Knorr coming on today, and we're still waiting to find out. I hope that passed our friend.
She's the one who's leading the
yes.
the development.
Yes.
Of the, Cottage Court.
Veterans Cottage Court.
Veterans Homes
on
St. Anthony.
Yes.
Right closer. And she's been on here a number of times, and last night
big
was,
supporters of her and her group.
Right, and last night was a big
got
vote.
A big benefit coming up Saturday for them.
Right. Was the vote to give the final approval so they can, they've done some fundraising already, but to really get going on this break ground, and I think they want to break ground this year, right? Didn't she say that?
Yes. Paul?
Yeah. So, but John and I go to bed a little early.
We went to bed early last night. We were both beating. It's like, did it pass? Yeah,
I got a text from one of the elder people at 12:23, so it was a late meeting, but it was about something else that I had some concerns about. But we'll talk about that some
you
other time.
You got text at 12:23 in the morning?
Yeah, from an elder person.
Were you up?
No. I got up this morning when I got up. I got up. You know, get this. So I got up at, 3:15. No creamer.
Oh, no.
Which I can't drink coffee. It would be it would be like you drinking orange juice without vodka. Well, you just wouldn't drink the orange juice. So I couldn't just have coffee. So I went to.
Todd, are you writing these things down for my lawsuit?
I'm keeping track. Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
What? I'm trying to give the analogy how powerful creamer is to me.
But you don't drink creamer with your coffee here.
You know what?
Why?
Because it's part of my diet.
Diet.
So I don't
okay, you just said you can't drink it at home. You just can't even drink it.
No, I can't,
John. But you can here.
At home, my coffee's a little bit, nothing against the coffee here. It's a little bit better. It's much, much stronger. And I like, and it's like my treat. So anyway, I got up this morning and it's like 3:15. And I was laying in bed.
You're going to have a cup of coffee at 3:15?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
So I went to Quick Trip.
At 3:15 this morning?
It was like 3:25 when I got there.
I bet the clientele was pretty good there.
No, you know what? I thought about that. But I think it shifts at that time. It was a lot of people that, not a lot of people, only like 3-4 people there. They were like going to work at newspapers. It wasn't.
Oh, the bar closing people are gone by then.
Okay. I think 3 o'clock would be the transitional time.
Yeah, I think so too.
But the guy, so I bought, the half and half. And I said, I just can't have my coffee. He goes, well, why don't you go get a cup right now? It's free on the house.
Wow.
Wasn't that nice of
Very
him?
Nice of him. You know, when
so
I went
to give Justin's his name, I give him a shout out.
When I went to Appleton last week though, to do that radio show, it was really early. It was like 4:30. And I was looking. And these places, a lot of them don't open till like 6. And it's like,
I know.
There's a lot of people
Absolutely.
Out there on the roads
totally.
Going to work and everything at that time.
Buying a newspaper.
I mean, hospitals and different these places. Yeah. It's like, I'm surprised at that. Yes. When we open our coffee shop, we're opening at 4.
with those brats.
Yeah. We got to set a quick break.
Kangaroo
the mayor back
jerky.
Up this. Kangaroo jerky.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
In an effort to protect Wisconsin's dairy industry, the state now implementing new testing requirements for cattle that travel. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Details on what that testing entails next.
Steffens Group has been in the business of marketing farm construction, transportation equipment, and farm real estate at public auction for over 60 years. With locations across the Midwest and Rocky Mountain region, our team is readily equipped to handle any of your auction needs. Sell with confidence, knowing that our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffensgroup.com to find a representative near you and discuss your options for selling with Steffens today. steffensgroup.com, S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com.
If you exhibit dairy animals at a county fair, pay attention. Yesterday, the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced that effective immediately, they are putting in new requirements to test lactating dairy cattle that are moving to fairs or exhibitions within the state. Producers must receive a negative test for influenza A virus from an approved laboratory with samples collected no more than 7 days prior to movement to the fair or exhibition. Obviously, time is one of the critical elements for anybody exhibiting lactating dairy cattle. Dr. Darlene Conkle, Wisconsin State Veterinarian, says they should be able to handle it.
They can only run the test in Madison, and they run that 3 days a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays currently. So any sample that gets to the lab by 1 p.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday gets run the same day, and results are reported out by close of business. If samples arrive on Tuesday or Thursday, they go into the next day's batch. So we're anticipating turnaround time will be reasonable to get this testing done and get results back to folks. We realize that this is a new requirement, and we're certainly willing to work with the early fairs and with WVDL on any questions along the way.
Dr. Darlene Conkle, our Wisconsin State Veterinarian. Now, producers can also apply for reimbursement of shipping and veterinary fees for collection of these samples. More details up on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com, or the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection website as well.
If you got to take one for the team, at least look to Bobcat Plus to help you out. Bobcat Plus has been keeping you from the aches and the pains of the tough jobs for years. Bobcat Plus carries new and used Bobcat equipment, and all locations have a full service department, parts, and rentals. They're in Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere, featuring a full lineup of compact wheel and truck loaders, mini excavators, compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, hundreds of hard-working attachments, and so much more. Stop in or visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
Like I said, more news available at MidwestFarmReport.com. Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. I'm PM Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine with highs in the low to mid-80s. Showers and storms tonight and a low of 68. It will be breezy. Breezy for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high around 83. Friday, sunny, 78. Saturday, partly sunny, 78. That's weather on WGBW. Currently, 53 degrees.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Don't forget, coming up later on this morning, your chance to win with the Scani Summer Text to Win Giveaway Contest. And that's coming up again after 7 o'clock this morning. Your chance to win on a statewide contest with Civic Media. But right now, it's time to play Radio Password with your host, John Mino.
Good morning. Hey, how's everybody doing out there in a beautiful sunshine filled Wednesday? Hey, we got a major prize package at stake for the person who can stump the mayor. Mr. Mayor, please go into our hypergenic booth over there so you can't hear anything.
That's right.
Wasn't that what they used to call those? What show was it? They used to have those something booths so like they couldn't hear anything. Remember that? All right. Where is he? Close the door.
He's talking to himself.
He won't hear us.
All right.
Are you ready?
All set for you.
Here we go. Tell the rules, Todd.
The rules are you're going to use one-word clues to get the mayor to say today's password. If you do that, we'll set you up with a T-shirt from WGBW and a T-shirt from WISS.
Which are very cool. Very cool T-shirts. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The password is lingerie.
All right, so that's the password. I'll go get Jim. We'll bring him back in the studio.
All right. Win yourself a couple of great T-shirts by giving us the best clue that would allow him to say that word. I got a feeling he's never said that word before, but let's see. Here we go. Welcome back, Jim. Hey, how you doing? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, first off, let me just say, if you'd like to play along this morning and text in your clue for password, just download the Civic Media app, choose WGBW or WISS, text in the right lower right-hand corner your clue for password this morning and a chance to win.
Yes. How you doing? Tell us a little bit about yourself there, Jim.
I'm from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Green Bay. Hey, go Pack.
Right.
Huh? Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
Do you have a wife or kids?
Yeah, I have three children.
Ah!
I got a dog.
Oh, you got a dog, too. What's the dog's name?
Milton.
Oh, how's Milton?
He's listening.
Milton is listening. Milton is in front of your TV right now watching and listening to this show. Yeah.
Hello, Milton.
Milton, I have one word for you.
Don't do that,
okay. All right.
Hi, Milton. Okay.
Yes. So here we go. Who can come up with a clue for this password to win two very cool T-shirts?
Jim, your first clue is from Mary. Mary says... sexy.
Is it a person?
No, it's not a person. Well,
you can't ask questions.
So I'm out of this. So you can't say my eyes.
Lingerie.
Oh my God!
How is that possible?
That's right.
Yes.
Did you hear us?
I swear to God, you hear nothing in that room. I swear to God,
Lord.
Did you have the app
open on your phone or something?
No, that's what I would think of. I mean, that's not... We've talked about buying John... Uncomfortable buying that for his wife. We talked about... But John, don't look so surprised.
I'm in shock.
Congratulations, Mary. You've walked away with two T-shirts. One for WGBW and one for WISS. Playing Radio Password.
I thought you'd be like... Fair Fossa poster.
Well, that's what I said. No, you know, John, I was going to... because it was her.
Yeah.
I was going to... think of sex more sexy men like
why would you think of sexy men?
I don't know.
No, just wait, let me finish. This is getting weird.
No, it would have been weird if you had said like I was Brad Pitt.
That's what I was gonna say. George Clooney Brad, because it was her.
Okay.
And a guy, the Mary who called
in. I gotcha.
If a guy would have called in, I would have said Farrah Fawcett.
Okay, gotcha.
You understand? Wow. I'm trying
to
Okay.
Wow.
So that may have been the best show in radio history,
yes,
as opposed
to
the worst.
The worst. Yeah. All right. Wow. I redeemed myself. And thank you, Mary, for such a great clue.
Mary, I'll reach out to you. We'll
phone
get you
is ringing here, going crazy.
Yeah,
wow.
See,
I mean,
a congratulations from one of our listeners on my cell phone. So thank you.
Oh, my God. I'm truly shocked.
Yeah,
me too.
I got to give you a little hint.
Me too. Yeah. I got to give you that one. That one was amazing. Wow. Okay.
John, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
You have to understand Jim.
Yeah.
You have to understand what we see.
You mean that I'm pretty straight-laced?
A lot of things.
Nerdy?
You make up your own rules.
You don't pay attention. You just kind of...
Mary just texted in. She goes, thanks for making it weird, Jim.
All right.
Wow.
So
tomorrow we'll have another edition of Mayor's Password.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
Who came up with the word?
Very nice. John very did. Nice. Yeah, you, I did.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
That was cool. Actually a good word, but that was the clue is, I mean, okay. I think a lot of people would have got that with that clue.
I don't know.
But once you told me it wasn't a person, because I was going to guess a person. I really was. And then Johnny said no. So I probably, you well, don't
the
like answer, that when I.
Well, the actual passwords are never really people. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you'd really have to have two names then, right? So the password would be two words, and that's a no-no.
Right.
No.
Right. So, true. There you go. Very nicely done. Congratulations.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're going to blow our contest for us, Jim.
In 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
You got
another 20 minutes to fill.
They thought that would take us to the top of the hour. So now we've got, 21 minutes to.
But we got to talk a little bit about what we did yesterday.
Yes, let's do that.
People can follow it.
Just before we do that, Johnny, we want to get out in our listening area, which is Appleton, Oshkosh, and Green Bay. And so on Tuesdays, we kind of designate it as Travel Tuesdays, and we'll go see. There's so many great things to see here. And we didn't even get, I guess we got half.
We did not get to the strawberry picking.
We didn't get strawberry. We didn't get to light, not light, leech.
Yeah.
We didn't get there.
We drove past it though, right?
Yeah. But we get strawberry pick around here now too.
No, I think next Tuesday, because that's.
We don't have to go to Oshkosh to strawberry pick.
No, right. The timing is like now.
Yeah.
So next Tuesday, we're going to go strawberry picking.
Okay.
But we got to be back. Like I said, I got a meeting at 2. So
and we have a $20 bet whether you could pick a gallon of strawberries in 20 minutes.
Right. And I got the knee pads in my car.
Yeah.
They're not always there. I just, I went and found them.
Not even ask why.
I just want to say.
They're under my front seat.
No, yeah, right. Donna's doing some gardening. So I said, where are those knee pads? Okay. They're over there. So
I would think she would have one of those real cool little things that you see in some of those shows.
Oh, you roll it out?
Yeah, she has all that. And you kneel on the whole thing. Uh-huh. You get the little,
dude, I bought one for me.
No, Todd.
I know, but I've got that bad knee, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm looking around with these big bags of mulch.
All right, I'll give it to you. And I got to be honest, your mulching is the worst thing there is.
I hate it.
You know, I bought a mulch, like shovel rake one time to kind of, that doesn't work. Nothing really, a real shovel doesn't really work. Mulching is kind of like a two-person thing. You need to put shovel and then the other person rake onto the shovel.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard, one person raking it on if you got to move it.
Is that where they come over and put the holes in your yard?
No, that's where
aerating.
That's
mulching. Yeah.
Mulching is like the wood chips and stuff that you put in your garden.
Oh, yeah, we do that.
Do
yeah.
you do it, though, or do you have to do it?
Well, whatever. It gets done.
Yeah.
I hire people to do that.
I got a guy in Huber.
I don't want to take people's jobs away. I told you that. I work in the economy. Jobs are up, and service jobs are coming back, and these people need to work, and I think we should respect that. And I don't want them coming in here doing radio, so I'm not going to go in there and do.
That's very nice of you. That's the reason you do it, huh? Yeah, okay. I always thought it'd be fun to have a wood chipper, though, and make your own mulch. I always thought that would be, I would love to have a wood chipper. And that's what I'd do again. If I was mayor, I'd go around where there were storms.
Oh, he did say
when people
that.
Had branches down, I would chop it up for them and give them their own mulch.
You know, that's kind of a cool service.
What movie is this? What movie? What movie?
What?
That's your accomplishment in the wood chipper, I presume?
North Dakota.
Very good. Fargo. Yeah.
That was a weird movie. That was totally, I would have never, ever watched that had it not been for COVID.
White Bear Lake, go Bears.
Yeah.
Sort of guy come here and he says, hey, I'm going nuts out there at the lake. I need some action.
Oh, I thought that
And I go, what kind of action? He goes, women action. He goes, well, this ain't that kind of a place. And he goes, yeah, but I'm going nuts out there at the lake. What do you look like, Bob? Oh, kind of a little guy, kind of funny looking.
I thought that was a terrible movie.
Fargo?
Yes, I
have seen Fargo probably 15 times.
No, I would never watch
it. It's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Why?
Shot in the face. Why should I have to pay? It's calling a shot in the face. No.
See, I remember that now that you say it, but that there was nothing memorable in that movie. I thought it was a terrible movie.
I can name every line. I know so something memorable.
So we got to move on. See Sound of Music. I've seen that 15 times.
I have not.
Okay.
What movie have you seen the most amount of times? What movie, if it's on, if you're switching around, if it's on, you watch it?
Well, I don't know. Probably.
Sound of Music.
Well, yeah, or Airplane or Blazing Saddles.
Same with me. Airplane Special, both. Airplane, oh my God.
I agree. Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, they're not.
Todd?
They're not politically correct.
No.
But
I'm surprised they would even air Blazing Saddles anywhere anymore.
Yeah. Did that guy still living who wrote that? Is Mel. Whatever.
Mel Brooks?
Did he just die?
No, maybe.
I think he, or else he I just turned he 100. Did.
So he's real, because he's like a World War II veteran.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mel Brooks is 97 years
old. Wow, good for him.
Okay, he's 97. Yeah. And then it was, and then who did he hang around with? Carl Reiner, is that his name?
Yes.
Now he died. And then, or Mickey Rooney died. One of those three, because that was hung around
well,
together.
Well, it was Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner were big.
Carl Reiner passed away in 2020 at the age of 98.
Okay.
98.
Yeah. You know what, though? That's cool. I was just reading a thing. The guy that played Billy Jack, Tom Laughlin? Was that the name? Remember Billy Jack?
Mm-mm.
Well, you saw The Legend of Billy Jack. Everybody saw that in 1974.
71?
Everybody, right?
Well,
except me.
71, and then it was re-released later. In 73, 74 is when it really found a big market.
You're right. It was released in 73.
Yeah.
No.
Don't you remember what's the big song? Go ahead and hate your neighbors. Go ahead and cheat a friend. Do it in the name of heaven.
Oh, yeah,
you just butt in. Remember that?
Yeah, I really got the. It's hard when you sing a song to name that tune.
One tin soldier rides away. Yeah. Remember that? But yeah. Anyway, here's the story. Tom Laughlin is from Milwaukee.
No?
Went to high school in the same class as Gene Wilder. And once beat up Gene Wilder at lunchtime.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
I just read that the other day. I want to say Washington High School, maybe. That's him. Remember him?
Yeah, a little bit. Gene Wilder was hilarious. Oh, my back. My back. It's out of those jeans.
You know, I've never seen all of Young Frankenstein.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. And I think that'd be a fun movie to watch.
That actually was Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's
Frankenstein.
Pretty shallow humor. Oh, but man,
very shallow.
Oh, that made me laugh.
I'm big
now.
Into the shallow humor. Yeah, I'll be honest with you.
Same here. Oh, when they put him in that solitary?
Yeah.
One more day. One more day. I'm just getting into myself. Anyway, yeah, that was
Peter Boyle was phenomenal.
Oh, man, some of that stuff is funny.
Todd, what's yours? The movie that if it's on, you just got to watch it for a while. You don't switch through it.
Right.
That's tough. I like Breakfast Club, but that's an 80s movie.
Yeah. You never see that on, though. Do you?
Occasionally you'll see it, it's so edited out because there's so many swear words and stuff like that. But like the Ferris Buellers and stuff like that, I'll stop and watch.
Yeah. I would probably. Yeah. What's up with Demi Moore?
In what regard?
I just read her book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she went through a lot of stuff. And she lived out right by where I lived in Idaho. They moved to Ketchum, Idaho, which is a great place. If I ever win the lottery, I'm moving to Ketchum, Idaho tomorrow. Most beautiful place, I think, in the United States.
The Coeur d'Alene, where is that? Is that way up there?
No, it's right by Sun Valley.
Wow. That is beautiful.
So closer to Boise. Beautiful. It's unbelievably beautiful.
It's just, that state doesn't get the recognition.
No,
it
does not. You're
that
exactly right.
An absolutely beautiful
state. The only thing
and
is,
boy,
though,
they
in Southern...
spent some money up there on those homes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
All... You can't find them now.
But even the the roof, is it tin? Is that what is that?
Metal roofs?
Yeah, but it's just unbelievable.
But one of the things, the problem they're having out there now is they're having so many problems getting help. Like in the winters, you know, not just the summer, the winters are huge because there's nothing available. And what is available is so unbelievably expensive. Where there are these kids coming there to make their, you know, you can make crap loads of money.
Yeah.
And they're like living three to a van because there's no place they can live because the rent is so unbelievably high.
But they're up there for construction? What's drawing the kids?
Well, once the snow falls, the ski hills.
Oh, the ski. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just crazy.
They work the ski hills, ski patrol, but they don't pay enough to live there.
Exactly. Well, no. It's so high. The cost of living out there is so unbelievably high.
And I don't know that that community would vote in affordable housing.
No. Not in Idaho. Idaho is somewhat...
And they should. But
although if there's one area that's a little less, it's that area versus
Boise?
Up north.
I lived
in Twin Falls. Lordy. I mean, I remember one time where we had this like little noon show. And the guests were, you know, Bob Johnson, president of the Aryan Nation. Honest to God, it was like, what? It was like, you know, president of the Optimists. It was president of the Aryan Nation. Oh, okay. Yeah, that... All right, we got to set a quick break. Gail Knorr and Kim will be joining us talking about Veterans Cottage Court. Back after this. But if you choose.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state. U.S. News and World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several-day festival started as a one-day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mighty on the Mayor. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS, and the Civic Media app. We are here to talk about something very near and dear to our heart, and that's housing for veterans. And we have a very special guest, Jim.
We do. On the show, we've had Kim on a number of times to talk about...
And this is Gail.
Kim and Gail.
Want me to take over here? Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Because I think this is interesting in that things aren't easy, and you've been on this for a year, right? Oh, 2 years, okay. To get... affordable, not really, tiny homes is what it was initially called, and it's now called Cottage
Court.
Cottage Court for veterans housing, and that's going to be on the east side on St. Anthony. And you had a big, big meeting last night because it's gone to the city council before. The council sent it back for further review, wanted you to tweak some things. You did that, and it came up last night for a final vote. And
we got the vote.
Yay.
Yeah. It was amazing. It was amazing. We had so many people speak on our behalf. Just so the support we have in the community is unbelievable.
Awesome.
And the veterans community is unbelievable.
Fantastic. Could not be happier.
So keep that momentum going for the fundraising now.
Yes.
It's the buzzes. That's what people are talking about. You know,
yeah.
And now's the time to kind of strike.
Yeah. Because this Saturday is our fundraiser.
Right. I will be there.
Johnny's going.
Yeah.
Is going.
I'm the MC.
That is so cool. Thank you so much for doing that.
Are you kidding? I'm 100% in with you guys. I think veteran housing is so important. And here in Green Bay, for you guys, what you're doing, I think, is super important. And I know we got Veterans Matter in town, and that's limited now, you know, with what it is. But what you're doing, I think, is something so different. When they have that sense of ownership of a place that's right. theirs, mm-hmm. and that's, I think,
not renting,
I think mentally and self-esteem-wise, that is such an important quality for veterans, and you guys are making it happen.
Yep, it's dignity and respect.
Exactly.
That's what we are looking for.
Wonderful.
You know,
wonderful.
Big fundraiser this...
Saturday.
June 15th.
Yep, 10 to 3 at 9th Street Wellness.
Which, that people get confused by that, because that's a weird name, because it's not on 9th Street anymore.
They used to be on 9th Street.
That's a great name, because she branded that, but 9th Street Wellness is now located at 2330 Meadow Park Drive.
Yes.
In Alloway.
Yes, and it's off of Main
very
Street.
Very easy to find, yeah.
You turn on the roundabout on Alloway, and mm-hmm. it's right there.
Right. So that is going on, and the featured guests are Mr. John Mayno. So
who's that?
Good morning.
No, it's from 10 to 3, and you got a lot of cool stuff. You basket raffles, you've got booyah auctions, family
Jarts is going to be there, right?
Jarts, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Jarts is going to he's going to be doing the silent auction emceeing.
The silent auction, no, not live auction.
Oh, sorry, live auction. Okay. Yeah, not silent. Yeah.
We would have Jim do the silent auction.
Yeah, could you? Nope, live.
Oh, this is awesome. Yeah. Fantastic.
Well, good. And then you're going to raise some money, and these 21 homes won't all be done at once, right?
No,
I'm sure it's phases.
And I just want what you said about raising awareness
right.
is just as important right now, wouldn't you think?
Well, absolutely.
With these kind of events.
And now that's on, you said the Channel 11 covered it, Channel 26. So, you know, people are probably talking about it. It'll be in the paper tomorrow because they never get stuff done right away. But, yeah, tomorrow or the next day, we'll read about it. So keep the buzz going.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like, it's going to be built in three phases of 7 homes each. So 7 this year, 7 next year, and 7 2026 with our larger community center.
When do you want the community center done?
2026, hopefully.
How much do we need to raise for that?
I want 75.
Okay, I'm in.
For the museum, for the Mino and the Mayor Museum.
Mino's.
$75,000. Yeah. I'm going to raise.
Johnny's Museum. I'll contribute. But Johnny's.
We're raising that. We're raising it.
How much 75,000. She said it was 75. I was reading.
75,000.
Okay.
Yep. That's how much.
Okay. Now that for the whole community center or just the museum?
That's just the museum. Yeah. The community center is about 300,000.
Okay.
John, yeah, we committed to the museum and that's what we're going to do.
I know. Okay. Yep. But anyway, here's what I'm saying. Are you doing... I'm trying to think of the word. Sponsorship. What's the word? When a building's named
naming
after
rights?
Somebody.
Yeah.
Naming rights.
Naming rights. Naming we are rights. Doing naming rights. We're going to a couple of larger foundations for those. But I think they want to see us start construction. So mainly we had to get the land.
Yeah.
Then we need to start construction. And then we'll go after those naming rights.
And the one thing I've noticed in doing these kind of things, they want to make sure all the ducks are in the row where they're not putting their name behind something that doesn't go through. Oh, that kind of whatever.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Site control is a big thing. And you've got that last night.
Yeah.
So they're going to see drawings and, you know, make sure that I don't know how much these are going to cost, but they'll ask a few questions about the cost and the labor. But you are saving money on labor.
Oh yeah, definitely. About half the cost.
So that's like a Habitat. I mean, that's maybe not that much savings.
It's like, but each home is $100,000, but they're really only costing us $50,000 because of the in-kind labor.
Beautiful.
And the discounted materials.
Yeah, we got a gentleman coming in to talk about that too,
yep,
right?
Yep, Chad Button.
Got a nice text right here. Good morning, John, Jim, and Gail. Gail, congratulations. Jeff and I are so excited for you and so proud of all your hard work, dedication, efforts, and your respect for our veteran community. Way to go, our friend from Jeff and Kathy Orlowski.
Yep. Jeff actually works for Department of Workforce Development. And Kathy, you know Kathy.
I do.
She works
She's
for
awesome.
New Community.
Well, yeah. she is now taking her talents and she's with Chrome and does marketing, advertising. So she did a great job of doing the finances at New Community and elevating who we are. But she's taking that to a new level now over at Chrome. Yeah, she's awesome.
What's Chrome?
That's a marketing advertising agency
in
Green Bay.
So she's there now.
She's there now.
Yeah. We also got another text here. Excuse me. Did I hear correctly? Jimmy is going to donate for the museum the whole thing?
No, you didn't. Who's that from?
I kind of heard that,
They didn't
too.
Sign that.
I didn't. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm...
So I'm in charge of the museum.
Yes, you are in charge of the museum.
Oh, my God, I am so excited. When do you need the $75,000? Do you need a check right now?
Whenever you get
okay.
it.
Okay.
You can bounce all the way to Anthony.
So I'm on my mission right now. Okay. I'm starting right now. Do we have any companies out there that would like to donate to be a part of the Mino and Mayor Museum?
Don't do it that way.
Why?
Go and set up appointments because they're going to
I'm just tossing out here like that for right now.
But then they're going to send you $100 when they could have got $5,000.
Okay, okay.
Okay, go ahead. John, who's done more? You do auctions.
Mm-hmm.
I do serious fundraising.
Right.
Zip and Pippin, City Deck, Children's Museum. And there's a strategy to that. So when you open it up to the public, I think you sometimes leave money on the table. So what I would do, and especially with you, is identify some people who you know are, you know, really value veterans housing, and we'll go see them, and we'll get a lot more than what you're just going to do now.
Stewardship. Donor stewardship is what that's called.
It's called Lee
What
Kids.
Do you people know? This is exciting, Kim.
It is.
Kim Gale. Now you got me talking like Kim.
There.
I called you Jim last time.
Yeah, you did.
And I called John...
Wow.
Jim John.
Oh, all right. Man.
Well, Kim and Gail. And,
where is Kim? Is he coming in?
I think I saw him walk in.
I saw him wandering around out there. All right. We got to set a quick break. We'll be back. More to talk about a very, very exciting thing taking place here in Green Bay. Back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Johnny Lupinacci for day 8 of Joe Biden's top 100. We'll be talking about school vouchers and what they mean for your family.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.